The reading for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements or inflate its own importance. And with that, I'll invite Pete.
Here we go. We've got a wee thing to admit this morning. We were coming here on time at 10 o'clock, and then we noticed as we went past Cars Lane that the J's were still naughtying out there with their tractor moving their stock. And then we realised it was not 10 o'clock. Service was at 11, so we did the block, had more than 10, came back again. Anyway, this morning's children's talk is out of these boys' Bible here, and it's about the burning bush with Moses. I don't know what the service is about today, so sorry it doesn't link up. But good story here. When Moses was a man, he left the palace. Pharaoh was still being mean to the Israelites. Moses tried to protect them, so Pharaoh tried to kill Moses. Moses escaped from Egypt and he went to a place called Midian and became a shepherd. One day while Moses was watching his sheep, he saw something strange. A bush was on fire and it wasn't burning up. From the inside the bush, God spoke, Moses, bring my people out of Egypt. Take them to a new land and I will show you. This is a new land, it's called Canaan. Moses was worried that Pharaoh wouldn't listen. God told Moses to throw his staff on the ground. When he did, the staff became a snake. God told Moses to reach down and grab the snake. It became a staff again. God said, I will use signs like this to show Pharaoh what I have sent you. But I cannot speak very well, explained Moses. God said, do not worry. Your brother Aaron is a good speaker. I will send him with you. So Moses returned with Aaron to Egypt. And when they arrived, Moses told the Israelites what God had said. So, speaking to everybody here, has anybody ever seen a burning bush that wasn't burning? No? And has anyone ever seen a staff that becomes a snake and then becomes a staff again? Well, I didn't think that would be the case. Something that's happening for us at home at the moment is Nathan's starting to understand a lot more, which is good, and he can start to follow instructions a little bit more, which is good, especially with events that may happen in the next couple of weeks. And that's quite exciting for us. And we're sort of thinking about that following instructions side of things. And you know, Moses had these unusual instructions from God about going to speak to Pharaoh and how that was way over his comfort zone and it wasn't what he was good at doing. And sometimes it can be hard to follow instructions, especially if we don't understand them, and sometimes that can be a very hard thing to do. And it's probably not just for little kids. We've got a new staff member that's helping us just for the winter shift the cattle, and they're of a different demographic to the people we usually employ, is all I'm going to say. But trying to get someone who's a bit different to understand, you know, with fodder wheat things are different, you've got to do what you tell them, you've got to feed them the right amount every day, especially through that transition period. And, you know, that's a challenge for that person to understand that you're feeding them so little fodder wheat at the start. But when it's a high yielding crop and when you've got a transition thing to go through, you're still feeding the stock very well, and there's always feed left in the paddock with the straw and the bailage and the likes. So yeah, we're just thinking for all age groups at the moment, it is a challenge to listen, and then when we are told to do things that might sound unusual or might sound new or might sound different, that we do need to trust God and to follow through with that and to, you know, do it to our best of our abilities. But just to listen and to be open to things that might sound strange or new or different. So that's sort of our children's thoughts for today. We'll just pray for the kids before we go. Dear God, we thank you for all these kids and all the adults here. We just pray that as we go forward into a new week, and just pray that we'd be open to hearing new things and things that are different that we haven't done before. And just pray that we'd have the faith to trust in you and to follow through with these things, whatever. In Jesus' name, amen.